Hey there, dopamine detox warriors. Jake Carter here, your guide through this wild, wonderful journey of reclaiming your time and attention. We're talking about building a life less defined by those digital pings and notifications, and more by the quiet hum of genuine connection and self-awareness. And today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful, cultivating self-love and acceptance in everyday life. Because let's be real, folks, loving yourself can feel like trying to untangle a phone charger, messy, frustrating, and sometimes, you just want to throw it all out the window. But here's the truth, learning to love and accept ourselves, flaws and all, is like finding that secret power-up in life. It unlocks a whole new level of happiness, confidence, and resilience. Ever felt that gnawing feeling of self-doubt creeping in? You know, the voice whispering, not good enough, should be doing more. Well, guess what? That voice can be silenced. We have the power to rewire those thought patterns and cultivate a loving relationship with ourselves, starting right now. Okay, so how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your self-love journey. First up, practice radical self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. No harsh self-criticism, no beating yourself up over mistakes. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Learn from them, and move forward with grace. Remember, that inner critic is just trying to protect you, but sometimes its methods are a little, well, let's say, overly dramatic. Next, identify and challenge negative self-talk. That voice in your head can be a real pain, but it's not always accurate. Pay attention to those critical thoughts and ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, we find ourselves repeating old stories that no longer serve us. So, challenge those narratives. Rewrite them with more positive and empowering language. You are capable of amazing things, don't let those limiting beliefs hold you back. Third, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Did you finally finish that project? Did you try something new and step outside your comfort zone? Give yourself a high five. Acknowledging your achievements, no matter how seemingly insignificant, builds confidence and reinforces a sense of self-worth. Remember those victories, they add up over time. Now, let's talk about setting healthy boundaries. This is crucial for self-love. It means learning to say no when you need to, protecting your time and energy, and prioritizing what truly matters to you. Boundaries aren't selfish, they're essential for maintaining a healthy sense of self and fostering genuine relationships. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and make you feel good about yourself? Cherish them. Spend time with people who celebrate your uniqueness and inspire you to be your best self. Conversely, distance yourself from those who bring negativity or drain your energy. Your tribe matters, choose wisely. Here's a scenario that I bet many of you can relate to. Imagine scrolling through social media, seeing all these seemingly perfect lives and feeling instantly inadequate. You start comparing yourself, wondering why your life isn't as glamorous or successful. Sound familiar? That comparison trap is a sneaky way self-doubt sneaks in. But remember, what you see online is often curated perfection, the highlight reel, not the whole story. It's easy to get caught up in that illusion, but it's important to remember that your journey is unique and valuable. Focus on celebrating your own wins, big and small, and remember that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways for cultivating self-love and acceptance in everyday life. Remember, this isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be bumps along the way, moments of self-doubt, days when the inner critic feels extra loud. But that's okay. What matters is that we keep showing up for ourselves with kindness, compassion, and an unwavering belief in our own worth. Keep practicing those self-love rituals, embrace your imperfections, and never underestimate the power of a good pep talk, even if it's just from yourself in the mirror. Remember, you're worthy of love, joy, and fulfillment. And as always, keep sharing your stories and insights with me. Head over to our social media pages and let's keep this conversation going. We're all in this together, folks, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.